That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address if you want to share with us any insanity that happens to live in your brain, ticket or otherwise. And the more weird, the better. And we have some emails from some good P1s that we'll get to, but somebody on the crew came to me and said, hey, I've got a rent-free submission. This. And that would be one Tip Sheet Tyler.
Thank you.
Pizza.
You know, typically it might be I got one if it's a later show, but I got one for you guys.
Oh! Okay.
Whoa!
Oh!
Yeah, Donnie went 1-16 last year.
Oh, no.
Is that what lives rent-free?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just trying to scoreboard him?
It's way deep in there.
Sorry, Donnie. Taking a shot this morning.
But no, like many of us, there are a number of drops or phrases that have been completely ruined here at the station. Mm-hmm. And for me, one of those came up just last week, maybe a few weeks ago, and that was old Monto as his yeah drop that's not actually him but sounds like him always stuck in my head.
Yeah.
I think most people think that's actually Justin.
Yes.
And it's not. It was a Homer Call winner. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that's not Justin.
It's definitely him. And so I have another instance of where I'm pretty sure it was him again. And as we were going out doing a run some errands, song came on, and I'm really not listening to the song. And it's a song I'm not super familiar with. It's Sucker by Jonas Brothers. And all of a sudden,
good video.
Yeah.
I feel like I hear Monty just take the mic and do some backup vocals.
All right. Sucker for you.
Yeah.
Don't complicate it.
Yeah. Okay.
I just did a head whip. I was like, where is he? Is he here? Is he getting royalties?
He's following you around singing along to the Jonas Brothers.
Yes, just finding ways to integrate himself into every song. It was incredible.
Monty's the bonus Jonas.
He's the fourth Jonas. So yeah, that's just lives in my head all the time. Just anything goes right or wrong, it's just like, yeah.
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 Tyler, that's awesome.
I was hoping we were going to get a Crutches verse there. I'm like, man, I'm not too familiar with this song.
No, he's diverse now.
I don't remember the Jonas Brothers talking about dead homies.
Oh, that is great. All right, well, Tip Sheet, thank you. In fact, this one's related to you as we start with P1 John. And just so you know, when you submit for Rent Free, if we don't get to it, we will eventually get to it.
As long as it's good. If it sucks, then no, you're out of luck.
This
try
was
better.
From Thursday, July 3rd, 2025.
Oh, wow.
John says, gentlemen, something that lives rent-free in my head, along the lines of Ticket Time Wasters, which we just had, mm-hmm. Summer Chill a few weeks ago. Anytime I hear the song Tipsy by Shaboozy, I change the word tipsy to tip sheet.
Oh.
Thanks, gentlemen. Enjoy this segment. Have a good day, John. And I'm curious if, has anybody said that to you now that you famously go by Tip Sheet?
No, but Time Wasters, I can make that happen.
Yeah?
I think I can make that happen.
Everybody's taking bets from the Tip Sheet.
In fact, one, here comes the two, for the three, for the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Okay.
Yeah.
And honestly, just to
your theme song.
Pull the curtain back a little bit. A lot of great Ticket Time Waster parody songs have been penned by Ham.
Some of them write themselves.
They do, but you're like a, I don't know.
Now, that lyric 100% fits that you just quoted.
Like, Black Daddy was mostly you. I know it was performed by Justin, but...
Yes. Oh, you're saying you're the ghostwriter?
Yeah.
And the follow-up, Actin' Black by AC/DC.
Exactly.
So I can take vengeance today.
So you need to get with Tyler and collab for a new hit.
Done.
For a ticket stock next year. Thank you, John. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike says, I work with this guy named Dylan, and every time he reaches out... or his name comes up, the Hey Dill drop always plays in my head. I thought we were going to get some Dylan Reed stuff. But
yeah,
no, the
I
Hey
did
Dill
too.
Drop from Corby, famously, this was about 20 years ago. And I was doing tickers at the time on the weekend at our old station off Maple.
And this was an OU Kansas State game, I want to say. Pretty crucial mid to late season game for the Sooners. And this was back when Corby was doing the rant with Davey and Gordo, and he did not want to hear the result because he was DVRing it. This was in the early days of TiVo. And we have the context audio here, Tyler. This is Corby yelling at former board op Jason Helm. Great dude. Great P1. Still listens all the time. He got hay-dilled.
So they use these actors without their permission. And I don't
so young,
think there's anything can do with it since they're public figures. Hey, Dill, I got it TiVo'd, okay?
Whoa.
What are you doing? Would you
no
shut up?
No one knows what just happened, Corby. No one knows what
Corby was given a K-State OU update in his ear.
What are you doing? There's a reason all these TAs are
calm down. He didn't know.
Okay, well, don't. If I wanted to watch it, I'd be watching
Corby!
With his TVs on.
God, he's so angry.
Jeez, he didn't mean it anything bad by it.
God, I've got it TiVo'd. I'm going over to Craig's to
watch it. Well, he didn't know it.
I know.
He didn't know it. Don't yell at him. Jason said in our ear that K-State scored. So what's the score right now?
No, I don't want to know. I don't want Jason, seriously. I don't want to know.
God, well, I think he got the point, Corby, but geez, Louise, man.
Corby looked at him like Jason had just kicked his mom in the crotch.
You have the most explosive anger of anyone I've ever known.
It's just over that.
No.
You know what? I've made it a point. I've made it a point to turn all the TVs off, except for MTV Cribs or something up here, to not listen to the tickers. And because,
but he doesn't know that. You didn't announce these plans to Jason.
I do listen to the tickers anyway.
Well, I do listen to the tickers.
Hey, don't fight. He's not your private expo here.
I realize that. I'm sorry,
he's
Jason.
He's not your wife.
Hey, Dill.
To hear you.
How is his voice that Dill. High?
I know it's old audio, and sometimes that can distort it, but that was not just young Corby, but young Gordo, too.
I think Gordo sounds pretty much the same. Maybe a
Even
tick
Dave
higher.
Sounds he's different. Definitely higher pitched.
Yeah. But Corby, oh my goodness.
Oh,
public
man.
Public figures.
I haven't listened to that whole audio in a
so
long
good.
Time. That's good.
I can't watch the game. I'm watching MTV Cribs.
Cribs. All right, let's go to P1 Greener from the American Airlines Center. He sent this at 3:09 in the morning a few days ago. He says, hello. Even with all the World Cup stuff going on, Tigers dirt cam and Yankee shenanigans is now living rent-free. This happened Monday night, I believe, where the Tigers were hosting the Yankees at Comerica Park. And if you've watched a Ranger game, they hide the dirt cam right in front of the plate, and you get pretty cool replays and whatnot.
You should clean yourself, Cam.
But I guess at Comerica, the Tigers broadcast, as the great Jason Benetti was calling it with Andy Dirks, they were going on and on about dirt cam that is set up on the rim of the grass and dirt in the infield. And Jazz Chisholm and the rest of the Yankees infield were so taken by it. And the video is so hilarious because they show dirt cam and Jazz Chisholm is looking into it like, what is this? He's just so bewildered by it. And this is some Benetti as they were doing a little playlet with dirt cam.
What are they messing with dirt cam? They trying to figure out what that is.
He didn't
what
is this? Anybody?
Hey guys,
get away from me,
guys!
Guys,
quit stepping on me.
I'm just trying to do my job.
No,
hey,
no,
what are we doing?
I'm just
trying to work here.
Stop it!
Try it again.
Stop it!
I'm gonna get you.
Bow.
My turn now.
That's more gentle, at least. Holy smokes. It's been here for months.
Is this their first experience?
He's not going to go back in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What, are you trying to cover me up?
No.
I can't see.
Help
me. Hey.
I'm just trying to watch the game. This is an obstructed view seat now. Didn't say that on the ticket. What do I look like, a campfire?
Jess Chisholm is such a child.
Is there too much time in baseball if the great Jason Benetti can just like do a whole ticket-esque playlet talking about dirt cam?
Okay, so what was the stop down here? Was it for dirt cam?
Yeah, they were looking at it because it was sticking up like maybe a quarter inch out of the dirt, and they were worried that was going to cause a bad hop. And they stopped things down, and they have
the ground crew came out.
They got the umpires looking at it, but Jazz Chisholm is just fascinated.
It still took the grounds crew a while because there's a minute where it's just Jazz Chisholm just playing with it.
It's a very funny video.
It's great.
And, of course, Jazz Chisholm, I think yesterday or the day before, was enjoying a lollipop in the outfield in the fifth inning at Comerica, which caused manager Aaron Boone to be upset.
Unstable.
All right, that's good stuff. Let's go to Josh from Amarillo. He says, hey, what's up, players? Living rent-free for me lately and scatter shooting while thinking about the transformation of fast food restaurants. How come all the fast food restaurants have turned into small rectangles? They're all boring and lifeless. There's a Starbucks down the street from me that's just a gray box. All the McDonald's around me have turned into small gray rectangles with a faux wood feature. Even Whataburger has gone to the small rectangle. I was in Chicago a while back and went to a Wendy's that looked like a nightclub and had a fireplace in the middle of it with lounge furniture. Does anybody have an explanation for this? Have you guys noticed this as well? Josh, I have, and I feel like we're in a really bad architectural place right now. And it's not just the fast food restaurant. I think there's like any strip mall you see, they're all kind of similar. They all have a very boxy, almost gray brick. Or
they lack creativity.
Yeah, because you can put anything in one of those shops if a business folds. And I just think it's a very bland look.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Like every fast food place now looks like a downtown condo where it's the modern look. Like, you're not seeing as many, like, play places in there. Because I remember when we were growing up and you'd go to just name your fast food restaurant. And then you'd go either
Wendy's
outside. Yeah. You go to Wendy's nightclub.
Well, the old Wendy's would have, like, the little, like, window area where it was, like, they had plants. And you could, like, sit in the sun. It was kind of nice.
For weirdo plant freaks.
Pizza Hut looked like a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you'd have a buffet.
Exactly.
Same with a Taco Bueno. Looked like an old cantina,
like an old mission type thing.
And I miss the sunroom. There was one in the one in Denton had one for a long time, right off there up by a Golden Triangle.
The Wendy's atrium.
Yes.
Yeah, the atrium. Yeah, they're all, I don't know. We need to get back to our roots as a country and have fun fast food architecture. Because what's more American than fast food?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. Finally, let's go to P1 Adrian. And Daddy, you're going to love this. He says, yo, sweet spot. I spent Father's Day morning at the car wash listening to these World Cup fan compilations and people talking about Texas and our food, our culture, hot weather, etc. Anyway, I got home and my wife walks over and asks, what are you singing? I was singing the It's Dallas, Texas, What Do You Think remix without realizing it. And this is such a banger that we have to listen to it.
It's Dallas, Texas. What do you play? I'm also a fan. I'm also a fan. I'm also a fan. It's Dallas, Texas. I'm also a fan. What do you play?
Brother from another mother.
You're right, brother.
Brother from another mother.
You're right, brother.
It's Dallas, Texas. What do you play? It's Dallas, Texas. What do you play?
Okay.
And I know you probably get beaten to High Holy, but that's a hell
of a remix.
No,
that's
funny.
That was, it really is.
I can see
the
Mavericks using that as like their next like hype song because they're showing
highlights
from Cooper Flagg.
They're showing Morris
Johnson just grabbing
a
rebound.
I think that's from P1
Flexing.
Jameson.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that's another edition of Rent Free. You can hear that Wednesdays at 2:15 on the Sweet Spot. And if you want to add to it, rentfree1310@gmail.com.